Good morning. So today's scripture talks about Jesus saying, "Follow me." And the people in the scripture say, I would love to follow you, Jesus. Thank you so much for this invitation. Can I run home and take that laundry out of the wash and put it in the dryer? Can I do that real quick? Oh, and I forgot to print off some bulletins for Scotia. So can I run back to the office real quick and do that first? And Jesus says, nope, drop everything and follow me. Now in the scripture, I want you to listen because they're not running home to do laundry or make any more copies, but I want you to listen to what they asked to do in the scripture. And it's pretty important. But Jesus says, drop everything and follow me. And this requires a lot of trust. Do you guys still play the trust game where maybe you do it in youth group or in team building? I don't know if they do it as adults because adults are quite heavier than kids, but you fall back and you trust the people to catch you. Trust is a lot, that's a good visual for trust. Otherwise, trust is pretty hard to put into words, even for adults, much less young people like yourself. So come and follow me. You don't know where you're going. You don't know who you're going to meet, what you're going to see, what you're going to encounter on the road, good or bad. And you know what family that made me think of? The Caps. So Mr. Tanner had already been to Pittsburgh and knew, you know, the people he would be working with. But Benjamin and Amos, well, they hadn't been to Pittsburgh yet. Ruthie had only been once, I think, and Miss Hannah had maybe been twice. So they don't know the people, they didn't know the people they were going to meet. They were moving to an apartment that they weren't even sure what was in the apartment. So that required a whole lot of trust. And this reminded me of one of my favorite scripture verses from 2 Corinthians. We walk by faith and not by sight. So faith and trust go hand in hand because faith is believing in things that we can't see. And trust is a lot like that. We believe that good things are going to happen. We know that God is looking out for us and only wants the best for us. And we trust that he's leading down us down a road to only good things. So here's the question. How do you stay close to God so that you can keep that trust in him and so that you can be reassured that he only wants good things for you? How can you stay close to him? That's the question. Yes, read the Bible and see how he has provided for people all throughout the times. Yep. Pray, definitely, because Jesse, when I pray, I feel closer to him and I hear him telling me good things like, no, don't do that, do this. Or I really want you to step out this way when I wouldn't have done that myself. And here's another important thing, your age, no matter what. Who do you think you should surround yourself with? Family, other Christians, yep. Friends that are gonna encourage you to do the right thing, right? Right. And you know, whether you're in school or in youth group or on a sports team or something, we don't. Kids or adults, we don't always do the right thing. So we need to be encouraging to others to do the right thing, and we need to kind of hang with the people that do the right thing. And then as a group, we can encourage those who aren't doing the right thing. It's tough, but guess what? God is with us down the road to the unknown, and God is with us in everything that we do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are within us, beside us, and before us. Help us to trust where you lead us, and help us to stay close to you because that's where we are protected. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.